This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so for those of you who are heading to that golf course early on a Saturday morning and saying, boy, I got a little, well, hitch in my giddy up. It just doesn't seem to work anymore. My shoulders, my back, my neck, my knees. Guess what? You've come to the right place because she can help you get back into that good game of golf. All of you men and women out there that are dealing with joint issues, because she is from the Optilux Wellness Center. She's Jessica Festa. Her and Dr. Ron do incredible things when it comes to regenerative cellular medicine. And we're going to tell you all about it. And again, regenerative cellular therapy is designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. This type of therapy is great for knee, shoulder, ACL tears, and back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. And as trivial as it may sound, Jessica, as we are streaming live, Metropolitan Window video screen, you can hear it, you can see it happen right in front of your very eyes by going to kdkradio.com and clicking on KDK Watch. It's the simple things that people can get back to because of what you do. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Nice to see you.
You too. It's been a while.
I know. I feel like I guess the last one I did was from the hotel when we were away for field hockey. So nice to see you again. And I like you raised me up so I can see your little self now. Hey, so good morning, everybody.
I adjusted everything for you so you'd be ready to go.
Thank you. Thank you. As I came sliding into the parking lot to get in here in time. But good morning, everybody. Yes, Jessica Festa, Optilux Wellness Center here. Good to be back with you guys. And yeah, Rob, that is what we aim at, is just people living life and enjoying themselves, not being in pain, having good range of motion, being able to go out and golf and garden and do things that they want to do without pain.
Yeah, and the whole idea is to get out of pain. So why does this work so well for so many people? Because lots of times you'll have these case studies where it works in some, but not others. But it seems like everybody that gets the PRP or the stem cell, they get back to being pain-free. Why does this work so overwhelmingly well?
Well, regenerative medicine is brilliant work. First of all, the reason it works so well is because everybody's body already knows how to heal. And so when you're dealing with regenerative medicine, you're dealing with cells that the body has already had its entire life, that just over time, with age, with injury, you have a depletion of those cells, which is In the easiest terms, called degeneration. You're just aging. Your joints have worn out. You've done a lot to them. So with regenerative medicine, we just reintroduce cells into the body that it's already had. But if you have a low stockpile of them, you just don't heal. And so what we do is we put in either mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix, which is that package that we call regenerative cellular therapy, or we use PRP or maybe peptides. We're starting to reintroduce those into the practice again. And the body recognizes these things. Since there's no drug added to it, there's no possibility of like a drug interaction or a bad reaction because there's nothing added in. PRP is your own blood. So that's one of the things, like, you're not allergic to yourself. You're not going to react poorly to your own cells being just moved. So when we do a PRP injection, you take a blood draw from the patient and we spin that in a centrifuge. And what ends up happening is the blood separates into a couple of different layers. We take this one yellow layer that is called platelet-rich plasma, PRP. Excuse me. Now, what we end up doing is just put that into a syringe and put it directly into the injured area. So if you have a sprained muscle or a torn muscle, or maybe your knees are really hurting and the tissue in there has some damage to it, you can inject your own PRP now in a concentrated form into a very specific spot, and that'll cause the body to heal itself on its own without us having to interfere. So that's why the results are so good, because you're not dealing with drugs. There's no guesswork involved. It's just giving the body back what it naturally has had its entire life, and now you give it at levels that it can use to heal.
Two things, young and old, meaning someone my age, somebody your age, younger, a little older. This is something that really one size fits all. So if you're that young student athlete, or you're that weekend warrior, or you're just someone who wants to be able to take a walk or walk the dog and be pain-free, but you're dealing with stiff joints, you need to look into this.
Absolutely. You know, everybody knows that I have teenagers, and I have used this. I think Cecilia's first injection, we were talking the other day, I believe she was 12 whenever we did her first PRP injection, because when she was real little at summer camp, she had like sprained her ankle really, really bad. And we had done the pediatric orthopedist and had it casted. We did 6 months of PT. We had babied it. We had waited. And it had been about 5 years. And she was still rolling that ankle, just trying to play flag football for YMCA. And then she started playing field hockey. And it was really evident that this ankle was not going to heal. We had done everything, and she was in the prime of her childhood where they heal very quickly in childhood. And she wasn't healing to the degree that she was going to have full function and normal range of motion. She had too much range of motion. That ankle would just roll and she would, you know, be in a lot of pain all over again. So when we started doing regenerative medicine, we went ahead and brought our kids into the fold as well, because why not? Why would you not want your child to heal? Why should I let that injury linger? We had given it plenty of time and plenty of opportunity to heal. So we had ended up doing PRP injections into her ankle and the tendons and ligaments and all everything around it. And sure enough, it finally healed. And she plays field hockey. She's a little beast out there running around. And, you know, we still do things to protect that ankle. And I have had to do PRP subsequent injections as she has grown and as she has continued using it. But it was a way for us to even have our children, you know, heal in a way that their body just wasn't doing for them for whatever reason. So now, I mean, we've gone from our own children to us. I'm in my 40s. Ron is in his 50s. My parents were in their 70s. My grandfather was in his 90s. And we have used it across the board for everyone. When there's no sedation, you know, there's no fear of like this drug interaction or, oh, I might be allergic to whatever's in there. That doesn't occur with these kind of procedures. And you're not sedated, so you don't have to have somebody drive you there or drive you home. Basically, what people tell us is, and what I have experienced myself, the joint, if you do a joint injection, it just feels full. Like we did Cece's ankle a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, oh my goodness, like it feels like it's so fat right now. And then she was like, you know, she's 15. So she was like, I don't like it, you know. Oh. And then about 5 minutes later, she's like, okay, it's all gone. The body just absorbed the fluid, but it needs a minute. So if anything, you feel like a fullness in that joint, but it goes away within, you know, within a couple hours at most. And so we're doing a lot of shoulders right now. I don't know. It seems to go in waves. So we're seeing a lot of shoulders right now, a lot of shoulders, a lot of knees. It's summertime. People are being active. And now that they've come out of their little winter hollow, they are starting to feel, you know, what's going on in their body this season. So if that's you, take advantage of something that has no downtime, that is affordable, that is effective, and that your body really does use and go ahead and heal itself. So it's the time. The time is now for anybody.
It is. And listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a hold of them. You can even call today, leave your information, they'll get back to you. But we're going to roll through the hour talking about a lot of the things that we talk about for her monthly visit. Where do the stem cells come from? Are they FDA approved? What about some recent studies? And who does the procedure? And yes, cost. We're not afraid to talk about that as well. But they do get results. And the only way you're going to find out is to make the call and to get to New Kensington, 706 Stevenson Boulevard, in the heart of that great community that I've been to many times. It's a short drive from anywhere. Simply call 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. And also traditional chiropractics, they do that as well, too, to kind of keep you all tuned up and revved up for a great summer. So that number, 724-335-5210, Jessica Festa, Optilux Wellness Center with your Prat Pack today on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so again, Jessica Festa is here, the Optilux Wellness Center. Her and Doc Ron, they do great work there. 706 Stevenson Boulevard, New Kensington. That number is 724-335-5210. You can call right now, leave your information. They will get back to you. 724-335-5210. Regenerative cellular therapy. It's all about maintaining, healing, and regenerating tissue. So let's get going and talk about stem cells. So where do they come from?
So we purchase ours from a stem cell bank. That stem cell bank gets them from moms who donate their umbilical cord after a live cesarean birth. So that's really important to us that, you know, one, there are no abortions involved. That's pretty much been outlawed. They don't do that sort of thing now. But on top of that, it's important for us as a practice and in our own lives to just honor life. And excuse me one second. It is still early here, folks. But these, like whenever I had my kids, we had the ability to store your kids' stem cells. And you take the cord blood is what they would say. Mm-hmm. But you had to pay so much money to keep it stored year after year in case somebody would get sick, then you can use these cells, which I wish we had done because the numbers, the sheer numbers that are left over in any umbilical cord are incredible. So there are studies out there proving that umbilical cord cells are the highest number of harvestable stem cells that you can get. We could drill into your hip and do all of that sort of thing, but the numbers just aren't there. And so when you're talking about growth potential and healing potential, and the want to do it by honoring the body, to not injure the body, to not injure anybody in the process, that includes you. So I don't want to drill into your hip. I don't want to have to do procedures to you that might scare you or that might hurt you or really are just taking your own cells that are older, that aren't producing anyhow, and they're laying dormant or they're just hanging out like in your bone marrow. If I would take those cells out, now, if I take out 100, just for an easy number, you take out 100, in the process, some naturally die because of the trauma of the extraction and everything. So what if you killed two of them? Now you're down to 98. If I can put those back in you, yes, they're still going to grow. It's not that the procedure itself is ineffective. It's just a different way of doing it, a different way of getting to the result. But those cells are older. They don't have as long a life as a newborn cells. Newborns have never eaten fast food. They have never had a cigarette. They have never breathed in smog. These are really healthy cells, and they are tested. And we know that they're healthy because the moms are tested. It's all pre-planned. So you know that this mom is healthy, that she has had a good pregnancy, that, you know, everything is above board with the mother. And then the baby comes, and they make sure that the baby's blood work, everything is good. And then they donate the cord. Now, that cord would have just gone into the biohazard trash bin. It has so much life left in it. So what happens is when we would take it out of your hip, it comes independent of what is called the matrix. That matrix is a really key component to our success and to your success and to the overall use of mesenchymal stem cells. When it comes from the umbilical cord, it comes with what's called the matrix. That is hundreds of different cytokines, proteins, growth factors, all of the stuff. It's kind of like the miracle grow of those stem cells. And so that is all in that package. That's not something that I can pull out of you and do it in the same fashion. So when you purchase them from a stem cell bank that has gotten them from the umbilical cord, now you have this beautiful package where no harm was done to anybody. You have very young, brand new cells, which the reason you want those are many, but one is they replicate at a much higher rate of speed. So our cells, anytime you're over, say, 40, your cell replication rate for these particular kind of cells is about once every 60 hours. So say 2.5 days, the cell, one cell would become two. Okay, two becomes four, four becomes eight, and they just keep replicating, which is how they grow new tissue. But in your cells, if that's once every 2.5 days, but then in the newborn cells, they turn over every 24 hours. So that's once a day, the cells double. If this is a bank account, all right, I say this all the time. If you put $100 in the bank today, do you want $200 tomorrow or $200 2.5 days from now? Right. And so, yes, there is replication in both, but one does it faster. One does it more complete because it has the matrix with all of the good stuff that goes along with it. And there's no harm, no foul to anybody involved. It's not very expensive to go ahead and do that. Plus, then you can pick, really, with your doctor, how many cells do we think that that knee or that hip or that shoulder may need. It's a great launching point. Sometimes people will come back and have it done at a lesser dosage more than once. It depends on your response to the treatment. But we've been pretty accurate. Very rarely do we have people coming back multiple times to do a second protocol. But it has happened, but they have all gained success. So you don't mind repeating and doing, because there is no one dose fits all. Your body can be more acidic than mine, so it'll adapt differently. There's so many factors that go into it. We cover a lot of that in my seminars and a lot of that in your exam and your eval, where we really take stock of who are you? Just you. This isn't a blanket statement of everybody that comes in gets this amount of cells and this da-da-da. This is really a personalized protocol for each person because you're different. Your genetic makeup is different. Your cellular makeup is different. Your digestive system is different. Your allergies are different. Your sleep patterns, what you eat, what you drink, how you sleep. We take all of that into account and give you our best effort right there in the front door. And then that way you have a cost, you know, the price for it, within a few, you know, within the day of having your exam and your x-rays and all that sort of thing. But there's just information gathering. But it's a beautiful package. It's one of those things that I'm so proud of that science even figured out, that somebody like me can pay quite a bit and hire a medical staff and go through all the training and learn all of this. But I could have this in this little office in New Kent. You know, we've been in New Kensington as a chiropractic clinic for over 30 years, which is crazy to me that I have done anything for that long. But Doc has been a chiropractor now for coming on 34 years. So we have been in this healthcare industry, honoring the body, meeting it where it's at, taking people from A to B. Just from where you come in is where we start. So there is no idea like, oh, you should have started when you were a kid, or you can't start because you're too old. When you're dealing with just healing the body with natural resources, you can enter this game at any age and at any stage. So we're proud of the work that we've been doing. You know, it's not always easy when you go through paperwork and procedures and staff and all of these sorts of things that small business includes, but the product and the outcomes have always been solid. So we're always proud of that and grateful for our patients that keep coming back.
It really is about the reward you get seeing people out of pain.
It is. I can't tell you how many cool stories come out of just our office. That's why I'm excited to be expanding here in the near future with new locations. I'm excited about that. It's a lot of work, but I can only imagine getting to have 2, 3, 4, 5 times as many stories of people's actual success. When a lot of people come to us as a last-ditch effort, that they've been through the gauntlet already, and now they're like, all right, I heard you on the radio. Do you think there's anything that you can do? There's always something that you can do when you are dealing with the body's natural processes of healing.
Why you guys make such a good team. He does the hands-on, mm-hmm. and you are here hands-on to explain to people. And I don't think people understand, to be able to make this make sense, because it is so scientific, but mm-hmm. it is so simple as far as the results.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's done, it's minimally invasive, very simple.
Yeah.
But to be able to make sense of it, you need to pat yourself on the back. You've done an incredible job.
Oh, well, thank you. But I mean, it's just been a process of learning. And when your why is big enough, you can do anything. You know, our why is we want people to live longer, healthier, happier lives. What was the gift we were given? we were given the ability to kind of interpret things like this and to really own them. There's a lot of people that'll sell a product, right? Because, oh, the product makes sense or the product is profitable. But to us, this is really how we believe that the body should be treated and should heal from above down, inside out. That's a chiropractic kind of thing where we say that the power that made the body can heal the body, that your innate intelligence is always working on your behalf. It depends on what you do. You know, if you're going to put drugs and alcohol into your system, you can't expect great health. It does depend on what you put into your body. And we have so many great things just in our one location that can take people from A to B in their healthcare journey.
And I think the reason you're thinking of expanding is you want to be able to take this message and this method out to the people who may not be as close to New Kensington.
Exactly. Because like your station alone, look how far reaching it is. And now you guys are all on these online platforms and some of the people that have moved from Pittsburgh, maybe they're in Philly. I've had people come from Harrisburg that heard us on here. Hello. Good morning. If you're out there listening. But now radio can stretch across the entire world just by being online. So I have had people come from LA. I've had people come over from Harrisburg. It gives me an opportunity to serve more people by making it more convenient. There's a certain age demographic that does not like to drive. You would not get my mother to drive to the South Hills.
So. Listen, she's got lots more to get to, and we're going to do it all for you between now and the next half hour. So please stay where you're at. But I highly suggest as we go to break, get out there. Let them help you, and they can do just that. But you got to take the first step. Make the call, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. They're in New Kensington, 706 Stevenson Boulevard. She's Jessica Festin. By now, hopefully you know who I am. It's your Pratt Pack. Stay with us. News coming up next.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so let's just get to it. I love these little success stories. Just a couple of patients that you've helped. We don't have to name them, but just individuals and what you did for them. And then we're going to get back to some of the list of things that people need to know about. And we're going to be talking about FDA approved and things like that. But give me a couple of success stories, people you've helped.
Okay, so let's see. This week. All right. So I had a couple who has done a full body protocol, which we have talked about on here before. So a full body protocol is when we stick several hundred million cells directly into your bloodstream, like through an IV or into a muscle bed. It just depends on your particular situation. But the idea is we are giving you enough of these cells to go through the body and really create a healing episode throughout the whole body. This can include organs, this can include your brain, this can include bone. All of these sorts of things are included in that once you put these cells into the bloodstream, into the circulation. So this particular couple had decided that once a year they are going to do a full body protocol, and then PRP, like his shoulder was bad. So we're like, okay, great. This is fantastic. So last year they did it. All was well. They came back this year. It would be 3 weeks ago now. And the guy had called Doc about a week and a half later and says, man, I can't tell you how good my shoulder feels. Now, this was their second round for a full body protocol. But what we ended up doing was taking some of those stem cells in the matrix, that regenerative cellular therapy. We took some of that and put it into his shoulder, put some PRP into his shoulder as well, which those two things working together cause a lot of tissue growth. So that was like, you know, the sweet spot for him. But we had done his shoulder both times before. And whenever you do a stem cell or a regenerative therapy protocol, there's typically those cells plus a few PRP injections that are very site specific. Well, we had done that. We had done it for his shoulder. And this last week, he was just finally to the point where he said, my shoulder feels so good. Now, this is a retired couple. They're in their 70s. They just decided that why spend their retirement not feeling great? So they have been like his wife ended up doing the sphenocath plus the IV. That sphenocath is aiming for the brain. So these cells can cross the blood-brain barrier, which very few things can do, because even if you put it in the bloodstream, it doesn't go there. So this way, a sphenocath, there's a sphenoid bone here in your sinuses. You lay back, we spray. There's no injection, but there's a nasal spray to go up there, and you lay back for about 10 minutes and let it all absorb. That goes up and helps with the neural circuitry stuff. I'm not a brain surgeon, but if you can take cells that can go into the brain and start healing the brain from the inside out with its own processes, we have people doing it for early onset, like on dementia. There are 7 types of Alzheimer's that I'm told that can be helped with regenerative medicine. There are 2 types that are just kind of, there's nothing much that anybody can do.
Wouldn't that be something though?
Isn't that something?
Wow.
But again, you know, they're showing so many studies that are interesting on Alzheimer's. They call it the 3rd type of diabetes, right? And so when you start looking at what causes the brain to short circuit, right? It's an electrical machine up there. What is causing this short circuit? A lot of times it's heavy metals that have been deposited into the brain tissue. That can be from vaccines. That can be from different types of things that you have ingested or breathed in the air. But those pieces of metal essentially have deposited into the tissue of your brain, and it short circuits it. And so when you do things like stem cell therapies and regenerative therapies, your body has the opportunity to do what it does best, and that is keep itself alive and start healing itself. So I don't have to be a brain surgeon to know that if you had a stroke, I don't have to go up there and do anything. Your body can do it if it has the cells to do it. So we have had other people who had a stroke. One gentleman had a stroke a year earlier, and his speech was just still very messy. It was still slurred. He had gotten his arm function back and things like that. But we had done a sphenocath like we did on this woman. And 3 days later, he was in church and people were saying, what did you do? Your speech is so much better. Now, these are people that saw this gentleman on a weekly basis, and they noticed after 3 days that his speech was better. So those kind of things are encouraging, because we're not aiming at that. I can't say to you, I'm going to treat you for XYZ. But here's the thing. If you give the body what it needs to heal, especially in the space that needs to heal, it very often heals, because it doesn't know any other way. You don't take these cells and nothing happens. That's one of the beautiful guarantees, is you know that if you introduce these cells into somebody, because the body automatically recognizes them, sees that it has a surplus, the impulses from throughout the body that say, hey, there's pain, hey, there's dysfunction, hey, there's a tear over here, hey, we sprained this. Those impulses all make their message known, and the body distributes these cells in the best way that it can. We always tell people your body's interested in keeping you alive, not comfortable. If it has to pick a hierarchy of importance, it keeps you alive. So what I love about the full body protocols is you have the opportunity to get hundreds of millions of these cells, which remember are going to duplicate themselves. And that duplication goes on for months and months and months, upwards of a year. So what you put in, you are getting tens and tens and tens more than you are purchasing, so to speak. But that stuff, those cells will go in and start working on heart muscle cells. We'll start working on the lungs. We'll start working on your liver and kidneys. And we had one lady, another story, we had done her knees and her kidney function was better. And she was so like, but my knees still kind of hurt. We're like, but your kidneys are better. So she redid it and did some more knee work, and her knees are better now. But her body took those cells and was like, no, like, we need your kidneys to heal. So we're going to leave your knees alone for a little bit and take those cells and heal the kidneys. And it did. And you know, these people bring in their stories from them going to their own doctors that they were dealing with that maybe we didn't even know about, because they didn't feel like it pertained to us to know, because we're not aiming at her kidneys. We weren't aiming at that woman's eyesight. We weren't aiming at Doris's hearing. But these are things that the body can heal from if given the opportunity.
All right. Now, this is the other aspect of why this is something you should definitely reach out to and at least explore. Are they FDA approved?
So yes, because I don't look good in orange. I am not going to do anything illegal. I just cannot stress that enough. See, here's the great thing also. Now, this stuff has been going through the Supreme Court, and so far, our side has won. This is not a drug. So the FDA's Food and Drug Administration, right? These are biologics. These are cells that are owned by an individual who then donates them. And if you don't tinker around with them, meaning you didn't add anything to them, you didn't take anything out of them, then it's not, and you're not aiming at treating a specific thing. Like, I didn't aim at, you know, her kidneys. I didn't advertise, oh, I'm doing this for kidney disease. Like, that's not what we do at all. It's not even prudent to do that. So with the FDA, all of the fight was they wanted to be able to have money from these procedures and from all of this. But the Supreme Court is saying, listen, this is not a drug. There's no drug involved. So this is kind of out of your jurisdiction. But the fact of the matter is this is so highly researched. There's no way that you're going to get away without giving the FDA their you know, money and whatnot, whatever it comes down to. So every approval that needs to be had is had. There's nobody skating around this. I would never, could you imagine coming on the radio or going on TV and being like, hey, we do this, and leaving yourself wide open for a crazy lawsuit? That's not me. I'm not that adventurous.
That's the other thing people need to take a look at. There's always seems to be some sort of suit out there when it comes to healthcare. You never hear anything when it comes to chiropractic care or this, what we're talking about.
You know, chiropractic care, if you look at people's malpractice insurance alone, right? Mm-hmm. If you have your child, like I have, we were talking about my son Carson now drives and it's like, oh, okay. If you have a teenager whose insurance is sky high, or anybody, their insurance is sky high, that means they've messed up a bunch of times. Whether they wrecked, whether they got a bunch of speeding tickets, one way or another, there was an incident. Chiropractors' malpractice insurance is so low that it's ridiculous, because nothing happens with these guys. It's so very, very few and far between that anything would actually happen. But like on the medical side, I mean, an OBGYN, it's like $500,000.
Well, I know this, you're going to get some results when it comes to what they're doing with regenerative cellular therapy, but you got to make the call. And what I suggest you do is we go to our final break, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210, 706 Stevenson Boulevard, New Kensington. She drops by once a month, and today she is with you just one more segment, so you're going to want to make that call. And tell folks who are dealing with some of these issues that they can help, 724-335-5210. And again, it's regenerative cellular therapy designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. Type of therapy is great for knee, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons, and of course, that dreaded disease that is arthritis. So number again, 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. One more segment with Jessica Festa, and that's Moments Away with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, lots of ground to cover here in the final segment with Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center. She'll be back next month, so we're going to make the most of this final segment. 724-335-5210. So we talked about where they come from, mm-hmm. FDA approved. Let's mm-hmm. talk studies and who does the procedure, and then wrap up with the cost. Go ahead.
Okay, so there are hundreds, if not thousands now, of studies on, you can look at like PubMed. Have you ever seen or heard of PubMed? So PubMed.com has a ton of the medical studies and the published papers and all that sort of thing. NIH is involved with all of that. It's a really great resource for people to get some really great information. If you are the one that likes to read those studies, there are things on there for everything about regenerative medicine and about vaccines. We talk a lot about that sort of thing. So there's a lot of great information. I just refer people to that. I can refer to studies like, you know, that there was a study about the umbilical cord mesenchymal stem cells, that being your highest rate of harvestable cells. That is being in comparison to drilling into the hip and pulling out a bone marrow, or doing it out of adipose, like fat tissue. It's sort of like a liposuction situation that you do. And so those are generally the two other versions of people harvesting stem cells out of themselves, whereas we get them from the umbilical cord because of so many reasons. But one is that's the highest numbers. another reason, of course, no harm to anybody involved, and so many more things. But I refer people to PubMed a lot of times. We have studies in our office that are printed out that you can take with you. So if you would come in for that consult after we chat and you decide to go through with an exam, all of these things are available to you within that. So we went through some of the studies, and then where do we want to go?
Who does the procedure?
Oh, who does the procedure? Right. Okay, so we have a great medical team. We have a PA. He's an orthopedic PA. This is his specialty. He practices all day, you know, at the hospital doing these procedures himself there. But he has been gracious enough to join our team, and looking forward to expanding alongside with us. And so this is... we have an orthopedic surgeon who oversees things. We have Dr. Festa, who does a lot of the exams, the consults, all of the kind of testing and things to find out, is this a good fit for you? And then our PA or the orthopedic surgeon is the one that does the injections themselves. And then we have a nurse, a phlebotomist who comes in and does the blood draw. So it's either a nurse or a phlebotomist that does our blood draw. Every once in a while, the PA gets involved if we're, have a lot of people. The one night we had 16 people all in the same evening, so it was a little hectic. But so we have a whole medical team that comes in. It's not myself or the chiropractor involved in those procedures themselves. And then as far as cost goes, PRP is generally around $500. That is pretty much the price point around the area. We have found out that our knee procedure was $7,000 less than somebody else that they had gone to the week before. I think it's interesting that people are starting to shop for this now because there's a few of us that do it. Several of the people who do it in the Pittsburgh area are friends of mine. Here's the thing. There are enough out there, enough people, enough patients out there. This isn't competition. This is what resonates with you. You know, you go to a different Italian restaurant. One guy likes their sauce. The other one's like, not so much. It's just a matter of preference. If it comes down to it, there's preference, there's price, and there's the procedure. I think that our procedure is super clean. I think that it's really well done, that it's perfectly packaged, and the price points seem to be really well done in ours. We try not to mark it up any more than we have to. We don't want to show people a Cadillac and they can't have it, right? And so when we want people, if your goal out there is to get rich, that's one thing. Our goal has always been to help people get better and to help people have a better life. And so we really take it into account that we don't overprice these things. If you're looking at doing like a knee and you're looking at a whole regenerative cellular therapy, like a package of it, you're anywhere in the range of like $5,000 to $8,000. It depends on how bad your knee is. It depends on how you respond. We can tell a lot by your first PRP injection, which comes first, by the way, how your body's going to respond to this. Is it going to respond quickly? Is it going to take a little bit of time? We can generally tell within the first couple of weeks. So PRP in itself, around $500. Other procedures are in the thousands. If you want to do a full body protocol, that's going to come down to a discussion between you and the doctor as far as how many cells do you want to purchase. And that's where the price comes in. It's just about purchasing the cells and paying our doctors.
All right. Listen, I know one thing. When it comes to the cost, bottom line is it's worth every single cent.
I have not had anybody in all of these years come back and say, boy, that was a waste of my time and money. I really haven't. And I am enjoying watching people come in. And now I was talking about, you know, bringing some people on for, you know, segments here on the radio. They're more than excited to come in and talk, or to call in and talk, because they've gotten results that they thought were never possible. And the fact that it was so easy and that they really didn't have to do anything but come in and participate in the process, they're thrilled. So I just encourage everybody, come in and at least have the conversation with us. That's the biggest first step that you can take, is come in, take the leap from you listening to me now to call the number, schedule a consult, and let us meet you face to face. That's when things start to click. That's when you start to really see the value. I understand that if you hear $5,000, you're like, oh my gosh. But that's only because you don't understand the value and what it really means to you and your health and your day-to-day life feeling better moving forward. I truly have not had anybody come back and say, God, that was way too much for what little I got. Everybody is thrilled with what their ultimate outcome has been. So I look forward to seeing who's next. Whose story do I get to talk about in a month or two from now? Whose experience? But I love meeting you guys. And you have so many fans out there. You've been doing this so long. When they get to my office, they all want to know all about you. So if you want the inside scoop on Rob, you got to come see me.
Listen, if she ever writes a book, I'm leaving town. Anyway, it's such a pleasure. You and Dr. Ron and your family, the best of the best, and I'm just so proud to spend time with you. And I know how much passion and belief and results that you get. Mm-hmm. And no one cares more about health than you. And look, you grew up with great parents. You get it. It's a family thing. Yep. And if we can keep families together, healthy, happy, and pain-free, we did our job.
That's it.
All right. Listen, here is that number to call and make an appointment. She'll be back July 19th, by the way. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. You got 30 seconds. Anything else?
Oh, anything else? Gosh, there's so much. These segments go so fast. But really, how are you guys? Check in with yourselves and be honest about it. That's as much as I can ask people to do. Believe in what we do. Let me show you what we do. It's meant for you and your family to enjoy more time together. When my dad, had his first heart attack when Carson was just about a year old, and I got 15 more years out of him. I got that because he started taking better care of his body. So don't miss out on 15 years.
Make the most of it.
Make the most of it, you know?
There she goes, Jessica Festa. So you should be going to the phone right now and dialing 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210.
The preceding was paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.